Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Mr. President, members of council, Mr. Cole, my name is Dennis Schrader. I represent Wayne Baker LLC, the applicant, and conditional use number 1683. I have with me this evening Mr. Baker, who is the member manager of Wayne Baker LLC. I have Mark Davidson and J.C. Owens from the D.C. Group. As Mr. Cole's already pointed out, we do have for you a book that contains various items that we ask be made a part of the record that include the application, proposed conditions, if you should see fit to adopt this application, photographs and maps of the existing conditions at the site. There are also references to the soil and environmental conditions located there, in which Mr. Davidson we'll describe them for you shortly. My client, Mr. Baker, is the owner of 835 acres of land at this location, of which 66 acres is proposed for the conditional use as a borrow pit. The property has been cleared in the past and is currently being used either for agricultural purposes or for planted trees. As a borrow pit, there are a fair number of things that are obviously not going to happen on this site. There will be no requirement for sanitary waste disposal, water supply, gas supply, fire police type protections. I'm going to ask at this time, in the interest of brevity, to have Mr. Davidson come forward, describe the surrounding area, describe the present and proposed uses of the property, the location as it relates to adjacent properties. And then I'll be back with a couple more comments at the conclusion of Mr. Davidson's presentation.
Good evening. Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group in Milton, Delaware. As was previously stated, the conditional use is for 66 acres, which we are proposing tonight, a 20-acre borrow pit. The total area of disturbance for this borrow pit is approximately 25 acres. The borrow pit is located approximately 600 feet from Lawson Road, which is directly behind an existing farm field and an existing set of woods, about a 10-year growth of woods. It is also located approximately 600 feet from Avalon Road. Running along Avalon Road are four existing single-family wooded lots that Mr. Baker owns and has. They are vacant at this time. The borrow pit is approximately 134 feet behind the rear property line of these four vacant lots. The remaining borrow pit is approximately about 2,000 feet from his northerly property line and his easterly property line. Also located on site is an existing cemetery located to the northwest or the westerly portion of the borrow pit. The borrow pit is being planned to stay approximately 100 feet from that existing cemetery. Within the cemetery, there are some existing trees still on site. In the 100-foot landscape buffer that is required around the pond, Mr. Baker has asked that he would like to keep that open to be able to farm that buffer around the pond. Handed in to Mr. Griffin an exhibit showing on-site existing right now is an existing irrigation pivot system. And if you notice, that the pivot system right now extends and sprays to the adjacent existing cemetery. The proposed borrow pit, if approved, will be constructed as they'll start at the rear of the rear of the pit here on the north east side of the pit here, and they will work in a row. They will dig along this section of the borrow pit and lay the dirt up and be able to haul the dirt away. So it's expected that he would they would hit this existing area where the spray pivot system, looking at approximately about six, maybe 7 years before they would hit that area. So Mr. Baker has asked that he would be able to farm the 100-foot buffer that is required around the pond.
Mark, if you go up to the maps again, you want to use this portal?
Okay.
Just in case, we want to make sure we get you on tape. If you go back over there.
The bar pit at 20 acres and with the layout shown will yield approximately 665,000 cubic yards of material. 21,000 cubic yards in topsoil will be excavated, and 644 cubic yards of select bar will be excavated from the site. It is estimated that it will take approximately 8 to 10 years to excavate the bar from this pit. The maximum cubic yards of material estimated from this pit will generate approximately 25 trucks per day over an average of 200 days per year. A water truck will be kept on site to control dusting and for use of truck washdown, truck and equipment washdown. In the booklet under the DelDOT section, we met with Mr. Bill Brockenbrow and Mr. John Fiore on what was needed for the entrance placement and the road improvements as a result of this application. In what was discussed was we are proposing to utilize the existing logging road that is on Lawson Road at this time. There is an existing entrance, and this road here was used when the logging activity took place. What DelDOT has asked, what they are going to require is, through the entrance plan approval process, that we do we improve the road from the entrance to the intersection of Avalon and Lawson Road. Those improvements could be in the form of an asphalt overlay of anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. The actual depth of asphalt will be determined from their lab department during the entrance plan approval. We also show an alternative entrance on Avalon Road, which is located in the south section. Actually, it runs parallel to Lot 4 down to Avalon Road. We showed that to DelDOT. They discouraged that location. What they would like us to be able to do is pull out of our entrance here with the improvements, come to the intersection of Lawson and Avalon Road, and go straight to Zor Road. Zor Road will be able to. Zor Road is an improved paved road. It will also allow us to be able to access Route 5 and Route 30. In your booklets, there is a roadmap. We are going to encourage all the truck traffic that will be entering and exiting the site to be using to come out of the site, take a left, and utilize this access or this route here. Again, by getting to Zor Road, which is an improved road, it will be able to get them to the Route 5 and the Route 30, the major roadway system. Stabilized construction engines will be installed as shown on the conditional use plan and as required by the Sussex Conservation District. There will be a security gate installed across the entrance. There was no traffic impact study was required for this application. We contacted Envirotech Environmental Consulting Incorporated to perform an environmental review of the proposed conditional use site. And in the booklet is the findings of the review. The conclusions of the findings were as follows. There were no threatened or endangered species were observed within the area of investigation of the subject property during the site visit. A database review was conducted by Edna Stetzer of the Delaware Natural Heritage Program Division of Fish and Wildlife. Ms. Stetzer indicated that the area of investigation is not classified nor cataloged with containing threatened or endangered species. There are no critical natural areas located on or near the area of investigation of the subject property. And There are no state resource areas and natural areas classified on or near the area of investigation of the subject property. There are no wetlands within the conditional use area of this site as depicted in a report provided by Coastal and Estuarine Research Incorporated. And again, that report is provided in your booklet. If approved, all agency approvals will be obtained prior to the commencement of the borrow pit. What Mr. Baker and his family would like to do once the borrow pit has been excavated is they would like to turn it into a conservation wildlife pond. We show here a depiction of what the conservation pond to restate what they would like to do with once the borrow pit has been excavated to its maximum depth, they would like to be able to turn this into a conservation wildlife pond. What we have here is a cross section of what the what the pond will would tend to look like. There would be 4-to-1 side slopes down approximately about 4 to 5 feet down, with a 20-foot level bench for safety. And those benches would be planted with some natural vegetation, some native plantings. There would be food plots for wildlife habitat around the pond. So they would like to be able to utilize this pond in the future for recreation and for their own personal use. The residual land, once this is done, again, Mr. Baker and his family are using this for their farming, and they would also like to use it for recreation in the future.
What's the depth of the pit?
Well, approximately 20 feet.
20 feet, okay.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I'd point out for your benefit that the pit itself, well, consisting of 20 acres, actually only constitutes about 3% of the total acreage of the farmland that belongs to Mr. Baker at this particular location. I would also like to point out to you that the approximate location of the pit is about 650 to 700 feet from Lawson Road, which makes it quite a long run from where it is to where there would be any traffic or even close to adjacent property. There is a cemetery on site that was mentioned by Mr. Davidson, and that cemetery contains the remains of the ancestors of Mr. Baker, and all reasonable methods to protect that cemetery will be taken by the Baker family. Last, I'd like to point out to you that there were 7 opponents that appeared and testified at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on this particular application. The bulk of the complaints that were heard were about the traffic pattern that's created by the conditional use that we've applied for. As Mr. Davidson has pointed out, the traffic pattern is not one of our choosing. It's one of dictation by the Department of Transportation, although there are alternate sites. There also were a number of complaints about activities that would typically be associated with the farming operations, including dust, and there were some fires that were set in order to clear the property, but those fires did not result in any violations or any citations from the Office of the Fire Marshal, and again, are part of what normally takes place when you clear land for farming operations. I have Mr. Baker with me. One question to Mr. Baker. I'd like to have him stand and affirm that what we've had to say this evening would be his testimony if he had said what we've said. Is that right, Mr. Baker?
Yes, it is, gentlemen. I agree with everything that's been said so far.
Even though we're lawyers, Mr. Cole.
That's a personal problem. I'm sorry about that. Can't help you.
Thank you.
But I do have a question. When are you ready for questions?
Whenever you are, sir, I'm ready.
You stated 10 years?
For the
pit to be dug out and turned into a conservation pond?
7 to 10 years.
To 10 years? Under your proposed conditions, I go back, I'm using the horsey. Remember the big horsey permit we had where we had a lot of numbers and a lot of different issues, and we plugged in some things. Yeah, that was a big one, right? Anyway, And we've had others since then. But anyway, so you wouldn't have any problem if a condition would be that the permit, the conditional use permit, which is a permit, would expire at the end of 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, just sure, so that, or, so it'd be a 10-year project?
Quick break.
It's reviewed every 5 years.
No, it's reviewed. It, well, in that, that was another question. In your conditions, we don't have any review, because I think in the past we did say every 5 years they would be reviewed and then have to come into compliance with any new regulations that DENREC may have. You don't have any problem with that one being in? Okay, and in 10 years that the permit would expire?
Yes, I think Mr. Baker has agreed to that.
And it would be put into this conservation thing? Okay. And I saw the DelDOT comments. They were concerned about the number of trips. Nobody knows how many number of trips. I heard you say 25. Is there any problem with restricting the number of trips? Because they said that the road may not handle.
Just go look at it.
A number of trips, you know, a certain number of trips. And anyway, it was kind of vague. And I don't know where that DelDOT comment was that I read, but it was in here somewhere. Yes, sir.
What we did was we proposed DelDOT when we met with them. We said anywhere from 25 to we even threw upwards towards 50 trucks per day.
Okay.
But in going back and talking with the contractors who were going with Ken Adams, with Melvin Joseph, and Mr. Davis, basically, after talking with them, we figured out that approximately 25 trucks would be, on an average per day, would be needed. The what DelDOT is going to take a look at is we will have to take core samples of the existing roadway. We will submit those to DelDOT. They'll do a lab analysis, and then they'll come back and tell us how thick of pavement that we will have to be able to replace the existing pavement.
Okay, that sounds well and good, but when I read their comments, there's a last sentence, and I'm reading from December 27th under your DelDOT tab there. It's a couple pages in. See that December 27th to Mr. Lank. And it discusses, we're concerned that the truck traffic to and from the pit could damage the roads in the vicinity of the project. And then that's where it starts, and it's in that bold writing. And then it says, in order for the county to might better understand the traffic that the pit would generate, we recommend that they require the applicant to provide this information to DelDOT and the county before the county acts on the conditional use application. So what they're saying is they have no idea. The numbers are vague. If you would provide them with some numbers, which I guess you haven't, that, or unless you've got some kind of documentation since this letter?
That's correct. The emails that are before that is we met with DelDOT, and we met with Bill Brockenbrough and John Fiore.
Okay, so you have something after December 27th.
That is correct.
Where is that? In the front here?
It's in the front
portion of that tab, Mr. Cole.
Which where are we looking at here?
DelDOT tab, first three pages, email exchange that relates to.
Okay, what does it say? I didn't read those. I just read the dark print back there where they said they needed the information. So you're saying you provided them with information, basically 25 average per day? Or could be 50 a day, could be 75, but then the next day you don't do any?
I don't see. Again, after talking with Mr. Ken Adams,
big project comes along, they just roll out of there one after another?
He stated that 25 trucks would be his average per day.
Okay, I don't know how anybody could enforce that, but.
Right, no, nobody's going to be out there accountable.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Okay.
We're sort of putting them on the fast track with 10 years, and, you know.
Well, he just said that he agreed to it. That's what he's.
I'm not sure. I heard him say he agreed with 25.
No, I'm. Oh.
10 years.
What are you talking about? Right. 10 years or the 20?
I say we're putting him sort of on the fast track to have it done in 10 years.
We haven't put him on anything yet. Dale, unless you're implying that we've already put him on something.
Okay.
But no, I don't know if we have.
Oh, come on.
No, I wouldn't go that direction.
I'm just saying, I'm not sure we ought to put a condition in there that he cannot exceed 25 trucks a day. It might be raining a couple days, and the next time he hauls, he might run 50 trucks out.
I just wanted to see their response to the DelDOT statements on December 27th, and they gave them to me.
Yeah, well,
they've
been emailing. You can tell by the dates, March 19th, 2007, back and forth, the dates of the emails.
Okay. I just didn't know if they had changed their mind on anything. Okay.
Anyone else have any more questions of the applicant?
I do. Just for clarification, please. There was a reference made today that the pit would be approximately 20 foot deep, and at the commission meeting it was 25.
Getting shallower?
No, my mistake. It was 25 feet deep.
What you said, what committed would be 25, not 20?
Approximately 25 feet deep, yes.
Not exceeding 25.
That's correct.
Who will operate the pit?
Mr. Adams with Melvin Joseph.
So Melvin Joseph basically will be?
That is correct.
Okay, so they controlling it when it says that one of the conditions was something about controlling, it would be controlled by that Melvin Joseph construction company.
That is correct.
Well, I can see why he supports it then, the application.
My other question would be if Delta, you referenced Delta comments as being referencing that they wanted road improvements from the entrance to the intersection of Lawson and Avalon Roads. The condition, personal opinion, the condition that I saw the road from entrance to Avalon on Lawson is no different than from the entrance all the way down to Zor. The shoulders are pretty much shot on the whole road segment. Did Delta give any, in the discussion with Delta, did they make reference to the possibility of requiring improvements to all the way to Zor?
At the meeting, no, they stated that they would require the improvements from the entrance on Lawson Road to the intersection of Lawson and Avalon, and then the improvement of the intersection, and that was it.
Just by looking at it, it appears to be the same problem all the way down to Zora. Right?
Again, we still have to apply for the entrance plan.
But Delta could require that in their final approval.
They could, yes.
That's all I have.
Before we wrap up, Mr. Griffin, just let me have the opportunity to say that you're familiar with how the conditional use process works and why the rigid application of the law does not always work, and that's why we have conditional uses. This is a semi-public or public use, appropriately in the middle of a large tract of land where it can minimize its effect on adjacent properties. Many of you are familiar with borrowed pits where there are residential properties that are close in proximity to the pit operation themselves. In this particular case, the project is in compliance with the county's comprehensive plan and the state spending strategy. And as a level four, the state spending strategy would include agribusiness of this type. And of course, with the future contemplation of using it as a conservation area, makes it even better as in compliance with the state spending strategies. There are a number of people sitting to the rear of this room who have patiently awaited the opportunity to address you all, hopefully before the end of today. So I'm going to stand down, and if we can help with any.
For a lawyer, you're a nice guy.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Mr. Dukes, before you open the record, I will need it just for my marks. I need a copy of the Conservation Wildlife Pond drawing, and I need a copy of the drawing that you handed to Mr. Griffin for the record.
That one should be working its way down. There's a whole bunch of them here.
I haven't seen that. Okay, good. Thank you.
Mr. Rogers is there.
Is there anyone else here who would like to speak in support of this application?
Started at 4:00.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Come down front, state your name and address, and tell council what your comments are.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies, and almost morning. I'll try to make this as quick as possible.
Just give us your name and address.
My name's David Swain. I live on Lawson Road. I am about 50 feet north of the applicant's property. I am in opposition of the project that he's proposing. My concerns, number one, would be we have a lot of kids in the neighborhood, and then of course you've got a hole in the ground that will have water, and certainly concern about kids, you know, being curious, wandering around and doing things that they do, and And there have been, you know, other areas in the county that, you know, kids have drowned in these borrow pits. The second thing would be Lawson Road will not handle the traffic. Certainly improvements would have to be made from that point all the way to Road. And, you know, it's that road is poor as it is. So I think 25 trucks on an average would probably be pretty, or would be, I think, closer to 25 to 50, what, you know, was suggested, because, you know, as you said, rainy days, you know, the next day they're going to have a lot more trucks running out there, and I think if they're going to make any money on the pit, they're going to be using it as much as they can as far as getting the dirt out, and whatever projects are going, they'll have more trucks running during the daytime. Being Mr. Baker owns so much of, or so much property in that area, there is, to me, an alternative that the council should look at. He owns, should I take the microphone over? Or?
Yes. Well, he's brought it back over here.
Yeah, oh, okay. I didn't know whether you needed it. Okay. He owns the 800 acres. Let's see if I get this.
That's
right
small.
Here.
That's only a partial version.
Okay, here's Avalon Road and Lawson Road. Avalon runs on out to Zor Road, and then Zor Road runs into Hollyfield Road.
Right.
Now, he owns all that property. Now, on Hollyfield, he has a granary on that property, and he has tractor trailers which go exits, you know, all from that property and onto that road. From this point, somewhere around here, I guess, going out to Hollyfield, which would probably be a mile or less, it seems like it would make more sense to direct that flow out that way to the road that can handle the traffic and would not impact anybody here on Lawson or Avalon. And that way they can go right out on to the main road and go whatever east, west, whatever direction the trucks have to go. And I think with being he's proposing this project, I think he could sacrifice part of his property to, you know, use that truck traffic and run on him instead of, you know, burden the rest of us. And I think if you allow the project to go, I think at least you could make him use, you know, make a dirt road then going out onto Hollyfield Road, which would make more sense to us. And the only other thing I can think of was somebody had mentioned about the fires. I know there were burning bans during the time when the fires were occurring. I know that he had no fines or anything, whether, you know, he was burning the piles to clear the land.
Exactly.
So, I know after the last meeting, we were out talking about it, and I kind of, he came walking down the steps, and I kind of took it in a threatening manner. He kind of said that we could have worse things out there by us, like pig farms or chicken houses. So, like I said, I kind of took that as a little threat, but that's kind of neighbor we have, I guess. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Anyone else? Would you come forward, please?
Got your lady back. Here's your photos.
Ma'am? A little nervous, so please bear with me. I'm not used to speaking.
He has the photos.
Here's your photos if you want to describe them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Did everybody get a chance to look at these?
I was gonna let you just describe them, and then we'd pass them down.
Well, I'm going to read some things.
Please, okay. Self-explanatory.
Look at those.
Okay.
Okay.
But I am Trudy Bellotti. I live at 22988 Lawson Road, directly across the street from this proposed burrow pit. I have, before I go into my comments, I have a petition that's been signed, 3 pages. Do you want me to read this, or shall I pass it?
Oh, read it. Go ahead, read it.
Okay. We, the residents of Sussex County, Delaware, do petition the Sussex County Council to reject an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a burrow pit on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County. Said land laying at the northeast corner of Avalon Road, 302A, and Lawson Road, 296. Application filed on behalf of Wayne Baker, LLC, CU 1683. We believe that a burrow pit located on Lawson Road will cause excessive truck traffic that will destroy Lawson Road from the burrow pit all the way to Zor Road. We believe that the safety of the residents of Lawson Road and Avalon will be endangered, as these are roads where families walk and bike. We believe that the project will harm the quality of life for the residents living in this area, and that pictures presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission on March 22 prove this. We love our quiet, safe residential area and do not want this changed. I had made a lot of comments at the last meeting, but boy, have I changed them. I'd like to give each of you a copy of this.
Change it. We can pass those down for you if you wish.
Very good. Thank you.
I believe you have 33 signatures on your petition.
Well, those signatures represent the families on Lawson and Avalon Road that are directly affected by this project.
They're all in the immediate area.
Absolutely.
But there's 33 signatures.
Okay.
For the record.
First of all, I want to thank the commission for giving me the opportunity to speak. I know it's late. It's late for me, too. But this is our only opportunity to voice what we have to say about this application. My husband Richard and I spent a good deal of time deciding on where we would like to retire when the time came. We spent a lot of time traveling areas of the Northeast and all of Delaware before we decided that we would be happy on Lawson Road. It provided us with the beach, which I love, only 12 miles away, and farmland, which is what my husband wanted. We own 2 farms in New Jersey, and we're used to open spaces and privacy, which were most important to us. When we came across a 12.5-acre parcel of land on Lawson Road, we fell in love with it. We went to our real estate broker and began the process of gathering information. We learned that the land was in an AR1 agricultural residential district, and we went with our real estate broker to the Planning and Zoning Office in Georgetown. There were some women at the counter that we spoke to. We requested to know if there were any proposed project plans for either the land across from ours, which is Mr. Baker's, or any of the parcels that were on the same side of the street as ours. We provided the lot and block numbers for them and also had a map of the area so they could see which parcels we were speaking to. The answer from both ladies was that there were none. I asked them a second time, please be sure of the information that they were providing, because we were looking for a quiet, peaceful place to build our retirement home. Looking at the paperwork from the file that I've copied, we now know that the information given to us was not correct, and we were quite upset about it. We feel that the information should have been disclosed to us. I went back to the zoning office on Monday, the 19th of March, and spoke with Jeannie. I asked her if there were any other burrow pits in the surrounding area and if there was a different zoning structure for these pits. Her answer to me was that she did not know and could not find anyone there at the time that could give me any further information. I left pictures with the commission on March 22nd, and I believe you have them in your possession. The first is a picture taken at 7:30 in the morning on March 6, 2007. It shows you the end of my driveway looking directly across the street at Mr. Baker's property, which, if you'll look, the second large picture you have shows Mr. Baker's property, which is wide open. Where he's planning that gate is a very tiny area, and that's not going to stop anything. That land probably runs open for a half a mile. That's my estimation. There was a northerly wind blowing, and you can see the dust being carried by the wind. And this is without any work being done. Can you imagine when they're mining sand out of there? If the wind blows to the west, it will blow that dirt and sand right into our home. Strong winds are very, very common in our area. The reason that this picture is important is because it shows what the winds can do. In April of 06, my husband and I were planting trees along the border of our property. And I remember commenting to him that the farm across the street was being burned. And it was a terrible, terrible windy day, and I was surprised the burning would be going on. Shortly thereafter, the wind changed to a westerly direction, and the fire got out of control. The next thing we knew, a helicopter was overhead. There were fire trucks from many of the surrounding communities. The wind blew the smoke, and you could not see 40 feet in front of you. All of our homes were engulfed in black smoke. Mind you, our home sits back 850 feet off that road, and you couldn't see it. This was addressed at the meeting on March 22nd, and when Mr. Baker was asked to address the issue of the fire and the fact that some of the residents stated that there had been a ban on burning at the time, he spoke to fires 3 years ago, 5 years ago, but not addressed the fire in question. I went to Millsboro Station 83 and spoke to Tom, who was a dispatcher, to get some information on the fire, and he told me that he would have the chief call me. I never received a call. I then went to the office of the State Fire Marshal, Sussex County Division in Georgetown, and spoke with Chief Deputy State Fire Marshal Randall W. Lee. I told him what I wanted, which was to speak to somebody about that fire and find out if there had been a ban on fire burning at the time. And I did that because I don't like to speak to something I don't hear with my own ears or I don't know. So my whole purpose was to find out if there had been a ban on burning at that time. He told me that he would have the person that was in charge of that particular fire call me. I never received a call. The purpose of all of this is to address the integrity of the man's word and the effect it will have on us, the residents. I feel that the character of the man requesting a conditional use of land may not always be honest. The other thing I want to mention is when one of Mr. Baker's representatives stated that the pit would be converted into a conservation wildlife pond. One of the commissioners made it known that this was not in the original application, and this was the first he had heard of it. He stated the commission would need paperwork from the applicant showing intent to do so. I feel that this was a last-minute decision by Mr. Baker to sweeten his application. By the way, my husband and I sit on the board of a worldwide conservation wildlife organization, and we're very involved. The next picture I have is one showing trees that my husband and I have planted down both sides and across the back of our property. We did this so that we could create a buffer from wind and dirt and to minimize the impact of our land on our neighbors. We are asking Mr. Baker to do the same. Therefore, we would request if the commission grants the conditional use application that it be part of the permit requirement, condition one, that Mr. Baker be required to do plantings immediately, so that by the time he begins his burrow pit, we will have a buffer from the dirt and sand blowing. We would recommend Leon cypress, 12 to 14 foot across the entire front of our property. We chose these trees because they grow quickly and very thick. By the way, our farms were both nurseries in New Jersey. It would be his responsibility to ensure our quality of life. An inspection of the plantings would be requested by us. We have many qualified county inspectors. And if the cost of having this done is a burden, we would be willing to pay for the inspection time. These trees should be maintained by Mr. Baker and replaced if they die for the duration of the project. This request is in addition to buffers that should be required of Mr. Baker along the entire length of his property on Lawson Road. The other pictures I had show the two roads, Lawson and Avalon. Lawson Road is a very narrow road, not as wide as Avalon, and where Avalon is a lined road, Lawson is not. Lawson Road, as seen in these pictures, is in dire need of repair. And one of you gentlemen did make a comment about Lawson Road all the way out to Zor being in that condition, and it truly is. You can see in those pictures that goes all the way from one end of Lawson all the way out to Zor, the condition of that road. I cannot imagine what it would be like with constant truck traffic. I also have a picture of Avalon Road, which shows that there are no homes that would be affected by truck traffic. I respectfully request that this become a consideration for truck traffic coming and going from this site. Hollyville Road should also be a consideration since Mr. Baker already has grain trucks coming and going from that site. I now know from statements given at the last commission meeting from, I believe, Mr. Davidson, that the reason that Lawson Road was being proposed was because DelDOT wants it that way. In looking at the Sussex County Code for Conditional Uses, I see that in Special Requirements, Section B, it states the borough pit shall be surrounded by a landscaped, unexcavated buffer strip of open space, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street lines, and a minimum of distance of 50 feet from all other property lines. The buffer strip shall remain free of any buildings or streets. It further states that the excavating, extraction, or filling operation shall be controlled to offer reasonable protection to surrounding properties and the neighborhood, particularly as regard to odors, dust, air and water pollution, and the uses of roads or streets providing access to the site. Furthermore, we will ask for very strict hours of operation. I feel that 8 to 10 years is much too much to expect a community to have to tolerate this kind of noise and truck traffic. And who will be policing this project to ensure that all the terms of the conditional use will be followed? Having had time to reflect on answers given by Mr. Baker himself at the last commission meeting, I now feel that a borough pit is not in the best interest of our community. Mr. Baker does not live in the community and will not have to put up with the noise for 8 to 10 years. He will not have to worry if his children are finding their way back to the site. We have many little people as well as many teenagers in the area, and it is a concern to all of us. He will not have to tolerate the coming and going of the constant truck traffic in and out of the site. Mr. Baker also stated when confronted about a buffer, he told the commission that he did not want to create a buffer because he said it would not make any difference. So he knows that the borough pit will impact the quality of life of the residents in the area, and he doesn't care. I respectfully ask that the conditional use application to Mr. Baker be declined so we can continue to live in our beautiful, quiet, safe community. Please don't take that away from us. I really want to thank you for listening to my comments.
Can I just clarify something? You started out anyways with a certain trend in your comments, and then you started saying, sounded like, you know, it's going to get approved, and if it is, you wanted these things put in, and then at the end you're totally against it again. So,
well,
it just sounded like you could tolerate it if these things were done.
Well, I'm not naive enough to know that this, it's a possibility that this borough pit is going to go through, and we're not going to have any control over what your decision is. But if you do make that decision, we really need some very, very strict situations over there, because it's a lot more than saying you go ahead and
right, I understand, but you're firmly against it also.
You
are firmly against it.
Now
okay.
I am.
I don't,
yes.
Okay. Because
and that was based on a lot of the comments that Mr. Baker made at the last commission meeting. Because I did give copies to the last commission on my paperwork that I read to you, but I have really changed my mind a lot. And it's because of the comments that were made at that commission meeting, mostly by Mr. Baker. And the fact that that conservation situation was not in his original paperwork. I had the original paperwork, and it was just done at just before the last
Well, there has to be some kind of reclamation, so at the end of any of these pits nowadays, so they need to have some kind of plan.
Right.
So maybe it wasn't as detailed, maybe they didn't call it conservation, but there basically has to be a reclamation plan nowadays.
I understand.
When did you go to planning and zoning?
Excuse me?
When did you go to planning and zoning and ask about any projects in the community?
Just prior to buying our property.
Which was when?
Which was in September of 2005. The original paperwork in the file that I have a copy of states that the original request was put into planning and zoning on January 6, 2005. And then there's other paperwork to back up other dates thereafter.
Yeah, the application was actually filed on January 3rd of 06.
Let me get you something.
They may have gone 05 to DelDOT. That might have been their DelDOT to Middle Idaho.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at it.
Where are we at?
LDOT response was submitted, or they received on November 28th of 05 and responded to us on December 15th of 05.
So then Mr. Baker didn't make application until 06 after she had been in planning zoning.
The official application. Right. Let's see what she's got there.
Well, I'm sure that...
I'm just giving you a date because I had it in front of me.
Why would the girls at the counter have knowledge of what was being...
Well, I don't know. They may have thought... You said project. They might have thought development.
No, I
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they would...
Well, you did the right thing by asking, but I think that probably you were there before he made application.
Well, here is a... here, to see what you think of that.
Well, it's immaterial. He has a right to come in and make applications. You
know. No, I understand that, but I also have a right as a person coming in and not knowing what's going to be at that at that property.
It makes good sense to look and find out what the neighborhood like. It makes obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just obvious that you would do something like that. It's a shame that they...
The handwritten one is definitely an error as 05, but what's typed is corrected to be 06. That was my error when I wrote it.
Okay.
Well, all right.
You're right. That's what the handwritten one says.
Okay.
Any,
Mr. Griffin?
Quite well taken, though. I'm not disagreeing.
Anyone else who wishes to be heard?
So he didn't apply until 06?
January 3rd of 06, official application.
The application that she has just has a mistake.
The handwritten one that I wrote for the girls to type said 05.
Right, January. You're still in the previous year.
I wrote it early 06, so.
Yeah, no problem.
You know.
Go ahead,
so
sir.
The girls didn't make a mistake.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'll be brief. David Pusey, Georgetown. I live around the corner on Johnson Road from Mr. Baker's property. I was born and raised in Sussex County and left as a young adult to join the service and spent 22 years on active duty. And I lived all over the country and all over the world and always looked forward to returning back to Sussex County to live when I was finished with my military career. And I was able to do that, thank goodness, and you know, have my dream house. But that part of the reason I wanted to come back to Sussex County and have the house where I do and everything is it's a nice, quiet area. And I invite anybody here on this council or you know, anybody here to spend a day, take a day out of your time and everything, and go park your car and take a sandwich and cold drink and everything, and just sit, you know, alongside Lawson Road, and you know, get out there early because you'll see joggers and you'll see families out there walking and you'll see kids out there riding bikes and some folks around the corner to have horses to go out and exercise their horses. So it's a nice quiet area. So all of my, I mean, I know Mr. Baker. I have to respect Mr. Baker's right to use his property and or to at least to request to use his property in a way that he sees fit and everything. But I would ask also that if you as a council try to do the best you can to preserve the quiet areas that we do have left in Sussex County and mm-hmm. perhaps you know, try to minimize the impact on the surrounding area and your constituents and the people that you represent in Sussex County. So anyway, I know that the DLDOT study they recommended, I don't know whether it's preliminary or just a recommendation or whether it's some sort of requirement or whatever, not being familiar with the law. But they recommended coming out of his existing logging road and then taking a left onto Lawson Road and going straight across on the Lawson-Avalon intersection. And the reason they suggested that was, is I believe the term was a destructive turn if they were to come out somewhere else. Well, you know, God bless DLDOT. I mean, they're doing the best they can. But I mean, what their impact, the impact that they're worried about and everything is on a roadway. It's on pavement. It's on an inanimate object. And I would ask the county council to take into account the people that walk upright and live and breathe and in that area. So, you know, I would say if this were to go forward, the only thing I would ask is if we could look into one of the alternate entrances, maybe off of Avalon Road. And I didn't know. I have to defer to Mr. Swain there. And I I didn't know about the other entrance where Mr. Baker already has truck traffic out on coming in and out on Hollyville. I didn't know about that one. But anyway, that's all I'm going to ask, gentlemen. Do the best you can to try to safeguard the one of the real quiet, pretty areas of Sussex County. And again, like I said, offer that invitation to come out and sit on Lawson Road.
You live on Lawson Road still?
Yeah, I live right around the corner on Johnson Road.
Johnson Road.
But I have a unique interest in that area because not only do I drive it on a daily basis to and from work, but my daughter was nearly killed last year in a serious traffic accident right at that intersection. And that's with the existing light traffic patterns that we have there. Now we're going to add truck traffic on there. And each one of these trucks, by the way, loaded weighs 70,000 pounds. And we're going to run 20, at least, you know, on average, 25 of them in and out of there. So that's a concern for me. And I think it's a concern for a lot of people in the area. So, again, like I said, I have to respect Mr. Baker's right to go forward and with this property in a way that he sees fit, but also ask some consideration for the residents and his neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else?
Last chance, folks. This is it.
I hate to say this, but and I'm not going to change anybody's mind if you're here opposed to it, but just let you know. I live within sight of the largest borrow pit in Sussex County, and I think it's about, what's Mr. Horace's, 200-some acres?
332, I remember it.
That's 332 acres.
Right.
Yeah. This one's 20. He's got a fleet of 10-wheeler trucks. He's got about 25 10-wheeler trucks hauling out of there. And honestly, you can come over tomorrow and I'll take you to breakfast. I have never heard the borrow pit yet. There's no noise there. I mean, you hear the trucks, but I mean, it's not what you think it is. I mean, it's not. I mean, I live there, so I mean, I've experienced that. So I'm not saying this is a good one or bad one, or if this is the best location, but just let you know that, you know, I do live within sight of it, and you're welcome to come see it any time.
Let me get this straight.
And he does dredging back there also. I don't know if they're going to do any dredging. No dredging. Okay. So. It's a big operation. And
But you said the borough pit is quiet, but it's just the trucks that make the noise? Is that what you said?
Right. I've never heard them.
I got it. I can't take it.
The excavating back there.
I got any duct tape? I got to wrap my head.
You go ahead and leave, Mr. Cole.
We'll be
fine. Okay. I mean, I wasn't going to change anybody's mind. I just wanted you to know that I put up with a borough pit much bigger than this one every day.
I think we've heard from everybody who asked to be recognized, so we'll close the public hearing and need a motion since commission deferred.
Move we defer.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones to defer on, I lost the number, whatever the number is, 1683. CU 1683. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Again, the same thing. The public hearing is closed. You do not have to be here for the vote. It will be put back on after Planning and Zoning makes a recommendation. Thank you.
We'll be adjourned.
Thank you. I have a motion second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Oh.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried.
That's the deal right there. Bottom.